KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on at school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today, Ayumi Pottinger. Hi, Ayumi.
Hi.
Welcome to KXCI.
Thank you.
You go to the U of A.
Yeah, I am a junior at the U of A studying molecular and cellular biology.
Are you doing any lab work?
I'm in Dr. Helena Morrison's lab, and we study microglia, which are the immune cell of the central nervous system. You can think of them a little bit like Pac-Men, and they gobble up debris and protect your brain.
So they kind of clean up in your brain a little bit? What kind of debris gets in your brain?
What we focus on is microglia in ischemic stroke. Now, ischemic stroke is when a blood clot blocks blood flow to the brain, and that prevents oxygen from getting to your brain, which causes quite a few problems. So more specifically, we study sex differences in microglia. There are a lot of factors that can predict whether or not you'll get an ischemic stroke, the main one being age. But something a lot of people don't know is your sex can indicate whether or not you may develop a stroke. So young men are at a greater risk of stroke and at a greater risk of severe stroke than young women. But when women reach menopause, their stroke risk goes up significantly, and they're more likely to have severe stroke. So we're looking at why that is, and if we can find out why, we can potentially develop better therapies for stroke. Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States and the number one leading cause of disability. So it's very important that we study stroke with an aging population. Women in science are overlooked oftentimes in clinical studies because for the longest time, men were the only ones studied. Heart attack will present differently in women than it will in men, and that's not studied as much because of just a history of studying men.
Do sex hormones play a role in protecting women from stroke?
That's something we believe is happening. We don't know exactly what the process is and why women who are young are less likely to have a severe stroke. And it's definitely something we want to get to the bottom of.
See if estrogen's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of unanswered questions here.
Definitely. With microglia, there's so much you can study. We do a lot of collaboration with other labs. For instance, I just did a project with Dr. Torsten Falk's lab, who studies Parkinson's disease. And I was looking at microglia and their morphologies in Parkinson's, which was very cool. And it added another dimension to my understanding of microglia.
So microglia is basically like constantly working, or do they take time off? Do they have other tasks that they do?
Yeah, that's something that had been not very well known in microglia's history. People thought that there was an active phase and an inactive phase, but they've taken a step back in saying things like that because they are constantly on alert and they are doing things, but we don't know exactly what when they are not gobbling up cell debris and microbes. Microglia play a really important role in the brain because they assist in the brain's recovery from injury, but they also can at sometimes exacerbate the injury and actually hinder the healing process.
How does that work? How do they just get in the way?
Sometimes they will release chemicals that can cause the cell, the neurons in the brain to die. They can also start to eat up healthy tissue that is recovering, because they assume it's already on its way to die.
So they have really good intentions.
Yeah, exactly. It's a double-edged sword.
Do you have any plans for after graduation?
Yeah, I'm hoping to pursue a PhD. I'm starting to think about doing a Fulbright before a PhD, but I just need to find the right program.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do.
What have you been listening to lately?
I am a violinist. I love fiddle, I love bluegrass, I have classical, and I'm an avid concert goer, so that would be rock, alt, rap, hip-hop. The better question is, what don't I listen to? And that would be country pop.
Really appreciate you coming by the station.
Thank you so much for having me.